Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
My good friend Caleb tipped me off to a story from KIRO, or Cairo, as some people like to call it. Porch pirates face potential felony charges for stealing packages. Potential felony charges for stealing packages. Now, Natalie Dreyer wrote this for the Cox Media Group, and it's, you know, been broadcast in a lot of their outlets. But this is happening in Arkansas, but it's happening elsewhere also. A variety of states have decided to try to crack down, because as everyone knows, that a lot of stuff gets ordered off of Amazon and other internet mail order type places. And you place an order and something gets shipped to your house. And if it comes by U.S. mail, it can go in the post, mailbox. Or if it's somebody else, they got to put it on your porch or back porch, front porch, whatever it might be. And so there are people who will drive around and look and see a package up on a porch and run up and grab it. And we've seen a lot of those videos with Ring cameras and so on. And some stories also of people sabotaging those packages to try to teach people a lesson. And the weird part about this is, and there's several weird parts, is that on the one hand, a person's grabbing a package off a porch. They have no idea what's in it. It might be really valuable. It might not be valuable. You don't know. It's porch roulette. You don't know what you're getting. You know, and so, you know, I hate to admit this, but for instance, I recently shipped out a bunch of books to people. And I use padded mailers. And the padded mailers are really expensive if I buy them locally, but Amazon's got them cheap. So I buy them from Amazon. So I get a box about this big, you know, it's like almost like a cubic yard filled with mailers. And number one, they'd be almost useless to anybody else unless you're mailing a lot of books. And number two, the entire package is like $32. So $32 is money, but it's not like, you know, what you normally think of as felony money. So the state of Arkansas recently enacted a new law that makes taking packages from people's doorsteps a felony. Now, the law has been passed, but up until now, stealing packages like that had been a misdemeanor. By making it a Class D felony, it can put people who are convicted behind bars for up to 6 years. 6 years. Now, of course, the question is, will they actually enforce the law? And if they actually put someone in jail for 6 years for stealing a package, I'm wondering if they're going to keep him in jail for the whole 6 years. Probably not. And also, whether or not a prosecutor is going to be looking at somebody going, really, 6 years? Why don't we just plea bargain this down to something else? So when it was a misdemeanor, an officer had to see the crime happen, or a prosecutor had to approve getting a warrant. And just that amount of work for a package off someone's porch, which may or may not be worth more than $32, may not have led to many convictions. Not only are packages that are left on the stoop protected, taking them from a driveway, garage, or even a delivery truck can be considered a felony under this statute. And that, again, is also the problem. You get these definitional issues where if you say, if you grab a package from somebody's porch, well, what if they left it by the back door and there's not a porch there? So they have to say, well, if they've left it for delivery on someone's property, you know? So it ain't fun writing statutes, by the way. And in law school, I think we had one or two exercises where we were asked to try to write a statute to cover something. But I can also tell you that I interned briefly for a city attorney before I graduated from law school. And at one point in time, he was talking about a statute that they were in a municipal code that they were thinking about trying to get passed. And he told me the idea for it. And I said, that sounds interesting. He goes, draft it. A couple days later, pulling my hair out. Arkansas is not the only state going after porch pirates. Texas passed a law that taking mail or packages can be prosecuted as a felony also. The fact that Texas has made this a felony does not surprise me. I think pretty much everything in Texas is a felony. Georgia lawmakers passed a law earlier this year that makes porch piracy a felony, but judges can make those thefts a misdemeanor, according to the Associated Press. Governor Brian Kemp signed the legislation earlier this year and it went into effect on July 1, just in time for Christmas. The crime is defined as taking three or more packages from three or more different addresses. If convicted, people could face up to 5 years in prison. And so when people hear this, they go, wait, the crime is defined as taking three or more packages from three or more different addresses. Means that I can grab three from this address and three from that address, and I haven't gotten into this territory yet. And the interesting thing is that many people do know these definitions. I remember when I was friends with people who were going to the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor, and I was visiting one time, and I got a parking ticket. And I complained. I said, I got a parking ticket last time here. I was here. My friend goes, oh, you can throw it away. And I go, why is that? And he goes, they won't do anything until you get six. Now, whether that was true or not, I don't know. I threw it away, and it never came back to haunt me. And it might be because I only got the one. I don't know. I don't know. But there are people out there right now who are looking at this law going, in Georgia, well, see, it says here, the crime is defined as taking three or more packages from three or more different addresses. And it's not that they're going to stop stealing at two. It's they're going to stop stealing after they've been arrested. And they're going to keep doing it thinking, well, I got away with that one. That won't count. I got away with this one. That won't count. I remember a story not too long ago in, I think, Macomb County, Michigan, which is northeast of Detroit, where they caught some young people driving around in a car, just simply following a UPS truck through a neighborhood. And they would just, you know, UPS truck would drop off a package and move on. Car would stop, grab the package, follow the truck. And I'm not sure exactly how they put it all together, but I think it was a bunch of security camera footage. And they realized that, oh, there's the car, there's the truck, there's the car, there's the truck, there's the car. And of course, the two people would show up on the Ring camera right after each other. Here comes the driver, here comes the porch pirate. So it's a serious problem. It's worse in some places than others. But like I said, it's unfortunately one of those things where it's a crime of opportunity, but it's such a mixed bag of the various things that you might get. You know, I know that there's been a lot in the news lately about Amazon and how Amazon will sometimes simply take returns and throw them away, landfill them, because they discovered that if they take certain categories of products and try to put them back into the packaging and make them look brand new and resell them, it takes so much work, it's cheaper just to throw it away and move on because of the labor and stuff they save. And there's huge arguments about that, but it would take MBAs, months of graphs to figure that out. And I suspect Amazon's done that. But they also do occasionally, apparently, take returns and put them on pallets and just sell them by the pound. And you can buy a pallet, at least you used to be able to, buy a pallet of returns. And who knows what you get? It could be a car seat for a child, an edge trimmer for your lawn, and a carton of Kool-Aid mix. You know, that's what you get. That kind of stuff. You don't know what you're getting. And I remember seeing videos like unwrapping, unboxing videos of those. And they say, "Look at this cool, weird stuff we got." And once in a while, you get lucky. It's got to be like that. Because you don't know. Because you might grab the box and you're running off my porch with it going, why is this box so light? Oh, it's filled with plastic bubble wrap mailers. Those will come in handy. Put them on eBay. See what you get for them. So it's crazy, but it's also the kind of thing that they do need to stop as best they can. So interestingly now, porch pirates face potential felony charges for stealing packages. And that's in Arkansas. But keep in mind that Texas has a law similar to this, as does Georgia. But it's going to vary from state to state as to how many different packages you got to steal, how many porches you got to get on. And I think the biggest problem for me is that when someone does this, they're coming onto your property without your permission, which by definition is trespassing. And while they're committing a crime. And so if someone comes into your house and commits a crime, of course, that's a very serious thing. I think that someone coming onto your porch to commit a crime is not the same as them entering your house, but it's close. It's an invasion. You know, it's a violation of your privacy. It's a violation of your property rights. So I think this is a good thing to make this a felony and make it serious. What they probably will need to do is make some poster children out of the first few people they arrest and just say, sorry, we're going to now show you about this new law and how it works, and everyone's going to find out about it. And the point is to advertise and get the word out that, yes, we're serious. If, in fact, you steal something from somebody's porch, you could go to jail for it. So that's a good thing. Porch pirates face potential felony charges for stealing packages. Natalie Dreyer wrote it for Cox Media. Caleb sent it, and it was broadcast on KIRO, or Cairo, as some people like to say. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. When the going gets tough, the tough use duct tape.